bro. You're home later than I expected. How was your day? Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, me? Yeah, I've just been studying a lot today for the medical exam tomorrow at university. I am so nervous for it. This is probably the first time since I started studying around 10 hours ago now that I actually lifted my head from this book. Kind of regretting university now. Yeah, you're right. It'll be worth it when I'm finished. The pain of studying right now is temporary, yeah. And I'm graduating. I'm just so close to graduating, and then I can finally be a nurse. My dream come true. So would you like to sit with me and have a drink of coffee or something? Anything, just to get me away from these books? I'm not being nice for no reason. I don't need you for anything, just... Okay, yeah, I do. I really need help with something, and you're the only person I feel comfortable doing this with. It's for my exam that I have to carry out a certain type of examination that only I can do with men. And lucky for me, I have a brother, so... I was wondering if you would help me out here, since, as I said, you're a guy. I'm a medical student. We are related. We can come together and help your good old sister out, right? Come on, look at it this way. You get this checkup for free, and you don't even need to pay for it or need medical insurance, because we know how very expensive that could be. Well, the examination that I need to do is a prostate exam. No, brother, please don't go. Please don't go. I really need your help. I'm so scared for this tomorrow, and if I practice on you just this once, please... I won't ask you to help me with anything related to my medical degree anymore. And I'll even do your chores. There you go. So, can we do this still?
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, brother, I knew you wouldn't let me down. I knew it.
This is helping me out so much, you actually have no idea. Now, before I got started on this examination, can I ask you a few questions? Like, if you ate anything recently or in the last few hours? Okay, that's good, that's fine. And did you empty your bowels since then? Alright, so I can continue with this. I guess. No, bro, I mean, yeah, you're all good. Don't worry, I studied this for hours on end. We're good. So, I'm just going to get my medical hand sanitizer on my hands to kill 99.9% of my germs while you get that belt in your pants and underwear off right now. Do it. Do as I say and get them off. You know, you worked faster there. Good boy. And I'm going to now put on my medical gloves. Right, so as for you, you can either stand up and bend a little bit over, or you can lie on the couch here and lie to the side and bend your knees to your chest. You want to go on the couch? Very good choice. It'll be more comfortable for you. And I'm just going to loop up my medical glove right now. There we go. Going to be very good for a smooth entry. Wait, what time does mom finish work at? Yeah, I'm just afraid she's going to walk in and I'm just, doing this. But for good reason, though. Good reason. Looking a little bit more because it's your first time. Alright, I'm all looped up and ready to go. Brother, just relax your muscles or else it'll be sore. Just relax. Don't even think too much about it. It won't hurt. It won't be too uncomfortable if you just relax and stop clenching. Just relax. And now that I am all looped up now, I just want you to be very careful. And it's just going to slide right in, okay? So, I'm going to be very gentle. You never know. It may be pleasant for you, or you won't feel a thing. I looked up a lot for you, so just going to gently insert my finger. There we go. Wasn't painful, right? And just going to feel around your prostate. Very, very gently checking for any abnormalities, things like bumps and hard spots. If you have any pain, very, very gently moving my finger around with a lot of care. How are you feeling, bro? Is it uncomfortable? Do you want it to stop? Only a little bit. Okay, that's normal, okay? It's absolutely normal for it to be slightly uncomfortable. But people might like it. But I think I'm ready to take it out now. Very slowly take my finger out. There we go. So much lube on my hands. And I have news to deliver to you that your prostate is completely fine. And if you say you had no pain or anything, well, you're good for another few years until you might need another exam. But luckily, sister here can always check if you're fine. So if you have any more concerns, you come to me and I'll check you out. Now, better get your clothes on right now before mom walks in. I can feel she'll be coming home anytime. And I don't want her to walk in on this. So, well, I need to go and wash this off. Thank you so much for helping me out with the examination. I did good, right? I didn't feel bad or I wasn't too harsh. I did do a good job. Oh, brother, you're stroking my ego like I stroked your prostate. Sorry, brother. I shouldn't joke about serious medical practices. No. I guess I'll clean up this and you can go back to what you were going to do. Thank you once again. Sorry, I'm not.